details that what was the first intention when I was starting this whole thing.
What was God giving you at that
exactly
point?
What was the first intention? So thank you so much, that was really good. So the Christian Creative of the Week, actually it's a ministry, and I want to read first a response I got, which was actually I found it to be peculiar, the response I get from the question of the week.
This is really good, by the way, you guys. JK served me coffee, and some mandaz is here. So, thank you, guys. No, I mean, thank you, JK. Thank you, guys, for sending your replies. This is so awesome. He's reading your stuff.
Yeah, so... so, next time I invite you to the studio, whoever you are that you're listening to me, you make your way to the studio very fast. Just know that you'll be served with coffee and mandazis or whatever it is that you want to have for breakfast. You know what I'm saying? Oh, so this is what Sue, she said from Instagram. Sue.
Okay.
Sue said, what?
It was a trap,
this bro. Is what Sue said from Instagram. This is what she said. The first time I heard about you guys was in a Friday fellowship, Paleti 2 in Egerton. It was the guy with the dreads that was speaking that night. Then afterwards, I attended City on a Hill in Nakuru on 1st September 2018. I loved it. You guys blessed my heart big time. You made me realize that actually there is fun in Christ.
Wow.
There is so much fun being born again, and that Christians ain't boring, even though some are kinda. Anyways, thank you for that day. It was glorious.
Wow.
Not unto us, not unto you guys, but all glory to God.
Amen.
I don't know. That just got me. Because we are in 2020 in the month of July. Actually, we're in August already. Yes. We're in the month of August right now. City on a Hill happened in September last year. Yes. 1st of September last year.
Last year, really? No.
It was 2018.
It
was 2018.
Ooh,
it's 2 years ago,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
1st of September, 2 years ago. And the lecture in Egerton happened like 2 months prior to that.
Yeah.
And this person...
So she came for City on a Hill because of the lecture?
Yeah, after the lecture.
Wow.
And the lecture you were... Okay, those people who don't know JR...
I was like dancing for the people and pleasing them.
The way he's talking right now with all this vigor and whatever it is that he's speaking with right now, that is actually how he is in real life. He has this intimidating personality.
No, I'm a very good guy.
This intimidating personality, but he's so gifted in the area of theology and all that, the nitty-gritties of the word. He's so gifted there. So actually that was the core of the discussion that day. It was about, you know, the word of God, and actually the discussion was the proof about Christ,
yes,
in the Bible,
yeah, exactly,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Proof,
the resurrection of Christ,
the resurrection of Christ, proof of the resurrection of Christ. And it's 2 years down and this person was impacted. We actually just recently connected when I started the Christian Creative through a friend of a friend, and, you know, followed each other on Instagram and all that. And now, you know, that is when she sent this message, is when I knew that she was actually in that setup, in that whole scenario. So thank you so much, Sue.
Wow.
And that is why I felt like the Christian Creatives of the Week goes to Code 66 Ministries. It's a ministry that we run, myself and my brother here, JR. It's like 4 years old right now.
Yeah.
4 years old right now. We've been doing events because it is majorly in the Christian apologetics and arts and entertainment. So those are the two facets that we have been able to be doing. And this, during this time of the pandemic, what we resulted to was doing through the Bible shreds. And we've had like 3 or 4 happening simultaneously. One for like how many? 30 days.
Yes.
The other one was for 60 days,
yes,
if I'm not wrong. And the other one was for like 90 days. So the 60 and the 90 are still going on right now. Ile ya 30 days ilisha. It was done within 30 days. That was intense, man. That was like how many chapters?
40
chapters
a
day.
People dropped out there. I mean, it was like, wow.
So we've been doing it with the help of the audio Bible, because sometimes maybe you want to do it as you do your daily chores. So you just plug in the audio Bible and you're able to listen to it as you do your daily chores. If you're interested in any of this, please feel free to reach out to us. And we'll be able to do it through. We have our social media as well at Code 66 Ministries across all platforms, and you can be able to connect with us. It is through the same platform that we run our podcast, which is the Jason Podcast, together with Joy, the third part in this whole setup, and she's very far away right now. But that is that. So the Christian Creator of the Week goes to Coded 66 Ministries, and that is that. JR, what is your parting shot?
Good stuff, man. Yes, I enjoy this podcast. I'm always looking forward to it, and it's amazing what you're doing. May God continue to give you the grace. Thank you guys so very much. I'm so honored. I feel so good. Like, I've not been like an audience in a podcast ever in my life. I'm always hosting people in our podcast. So this feels good. Thank you so very much. I'm proud of you for doing this. This is a great stuff. And keep on creating. And Jesus, man, if I don't say this, I think Taito Nyumayahema, Jesus is the most important person in the whole world. Nothing else matters. Like, if you just had Jesus and you
in and out of the
exactly world. It's like you just got in and out, yeah. You know, for the rest of eternity. So if you're not born again, man, you need to rethink that stand again and again and again, and may the Holy Spirit convict your hearts to be born again.
Thank you so much, JR, for honoring the invite to come in. It's amazing when you have the support of a brother, and it's not just support in words, it's literal support. Kama ikitwa iko ina ya maana ungekuja, you could have just stayed away and distanced yourself. But I think the best thing that you are happy with right now is because after this episode you're not going to edit it. That is one of the few things.
I can talk for like the next 30 minutes again.
That is the beauty, that I know that is what you're enjoying right now, that you're not going to be editing this, so you're good with it. Anyway, thank you so much, guys, for joining us on this episode. Please go back and listen to the other 4 episodes and enjoy and interact with us. Give your feedback online at @Wairo_JK across all platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And I'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Cheers.
Hey, look at that. You made it to the end. If that isn't love, then it's a lot of love. If you enjoyed this episode, some feedback, a like, or even a share would be great. God bless you, and let's talk again next week.